95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, yo.
How do?
Good. You do, nephew thing deal?
Who's ever said that?
I don't know.
Welcome to the program.
No, the showgram.
Showgram?
I had a boss who used to call it that. Hey, how's the big showgram going? I'm like, oh.
I don't know what that is.
Fine.
Today we're going to talk to flight attendants.
We're actually going to speak with flight attendants?
I believe we yes, in the 5 o'clock hour.
Warm damn.
Yes.
Cool. I love them. I don't know how they put up with all the crap.
I love them too, and I don't know either.
Yeah. I'm always
That's a great
as
question.
Nice as possible.
Same.
You know?
And I'm going to take a flight in a week and a half.
Oh my God, that'll be neat.
So I need to know what to expect.
Hell on earth.
Well, I'll wear a catcher's mask.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pad up.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go. People who kiss you on the mouth.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a while. It's been a long while.
Right.
But friends, are you talking about friends?
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Odd.
I think Jed was pretty kissy, as I recall. John Frost loved to kiss people on the mouth,
well,
but
John
not in
Frost
a friendly
was,
way.
No, he was all about...
Just freaking you out.
Yes.
Yes, doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
I love him for that.
I'll tell you a story.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
So that's coming up, and we also have your KLOS LA Rats t-shirts, and we've got your Metallica flyaway.
We've got the Operation Comedy that's going to be happening at the Wiltern. It's sold out. We got tickets to that.
It's got a lot of giveaways coming up. It's 95.5 KLOS.
And right this second, Devorah, not dead yet. 95.5
KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Liam Gallagher of Oasis was on the air with me one time, and they had a show that was happening in about 2 hours up at Universal, and we called Noel back in the hotel room. He didn't want to bother coming to the station.
Right.
And on the phone, Noel said, "We're not doing the show. It's off. Yeah, we're not doing it. I don't feel like it. It's not happening."
But
tonight.
He was joking.
2 hours away. No.
They canceled. Wow.
And Liam there was just laughing. And he's like, "Really? We're not? Okay, whatever, man. I don't care. You can't do it? Okay, fine." And that was about as close to a show as I've seen a cancellation.
2 hours?
Yes. People were driving there.
And he was...
Just didn't feel like it.
He wasn't
sick
or anything?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe. Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. He was just in a bad mood. And he's like, "No, go to hell. We're not doing it." This is close,
this
though.
This is close. I was so looking
so
forward
excited.
To Saturday night.
Yep.
Despite having made every effort to follow the CDC COVID protocols and local laws, there has been a confirmed COVID-19 case within the Foo Fighters organization.
Damn it.
So they're having to postpone their show Saturday night.
So you're not going to go see the Fighters Foo. So I want everybody to know you're
Correct.
Not going over there. Just don't be heading down there because
right.
ain't going to be happening. It's
right.
not happening. So
once on a Friday, I drove all the way down to the Forum for a Lakers game that was an away game.
Oh.
And it's a real treat to pull up to the Forum and see it just
empty.
Dead, empty. No cars,
Damn
and
it.
It's a, like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
You go, wait, what?
Yeah.
I was in a rush to get down here.
That would be like if someone was putting on a breakfast with a band and they say to go to some mall that doesn't exist
right?
or
that
whatever.
Would be awful.
Be
Those
horrible.
People should be fired.
My goodness.
And then this today, LA County again requiring masks indoors starting Saturday amid coronavirus spike.
We were taking bets on this a couple weeks ago, you and I. We're like, we were thinking it was going to be like...
We weren't taking bets. You were just being all negative Nelly.
And everybody's going to have to wear a mask again.
Looks like I was wrong.
You were
First
right.
time for everything.
You were right, you mean.
Damn it.
Yeah, so
boo!
Saturday.
Boo! Wait!
Saturday, if you're...
Three. One, two, three. Boo!
Start wearing masks again Saturday indoors. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That was a hashtag fact.
Fed up with being cursed out and attacked, flight attendants speak out about unruly passengers.
They should.
The FAA said we've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
The FAA said 150 cases of unruly passengers were reported last week.
Last week
alone.
150 last week.
Yes.
Wow.
So they're starting to come out and interview some of the flight attendants and say, "Hey,
how do you feel about that?
What's up?"
We had a gate agent that was punched in the head so bad, so severely, that she had to go to the hospital.
It's definitely out of control.
Matthew Cook and Mitra Amirzadeh are flight attendants for major airlines.
have apprehensions going to work every day. I have a lot of anxiety.
So does this flight attendant. She fears losing her job and asked us to conceal her identity.
Well, are they going to use the voice changer, aren't they?
No, unfortunately, no. They don't understand the comedy of that.
Oh, man, you don't get any peanuts.
People are pushing the envelope a little bit more and making it a more volatile situation. 35,000 feet is not the place that you want anything to go down.
Is it making you reconsider your job right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Had the F-bomb dropped on me. This is a ridiculous side eye lip and a little temper tantrum in their seat. I've been lucky. I don't know if they're going to get violent, and I don't want to have to deal with that kind of situation.
Like this one, when a woman on board had to be tackled to the ground.
What a weird gig when you approach somebody and you know that you have to enforce the rules.
Yeah, oof.
And you don't know how they're going to react.
Yeah, I've never been one to enforce rules. No, that's same. For damn sure.
So, same. Yeah. But imagine, like, people in grocery stores or wherever that have to enforce the rule, put on your mask.
No, not cool that you have to do that. Manager, where's the manager? He should do it.
Same.
Keith Fries.
Are they going to throw punches? Is it just going to be verbal?
How does it get to that point? I don't know. I'm alarmed.
People are using the mask mandate as an excuse for poor behavior. I absolutely think that our jobs are getting harder.
Flight attendants now watching your every move.
Listen to how this flight attendant says that she sizes people up.
Every passenger that I come in contact with, I'm definitely going to size you up on how big of a risk you are.
Imagine that. I mean, imagine like everybody that gets on.
Yeah.
I started doing this after September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
2001.
Right.
I started sizing up people on planes.
Sure.
Going, all right.
Yeah.
I could take him. I'd need some help with that person. Do you ever think like that?
Yeah. You know what's funny about it, this though, too, is particularly is that it's getting to this point, is back in the 1980s, I remember seeing on Letterman one time a flight attendant, and he was like, seriously, well, how do you feel about the passengers? And without thinking, she just goes, oh, passengers are the enemy. And that was in the 80s.
Oof.
So, I mean, it has always been rough. But now that it's actually, the audience burst into laughter, and then she sort of is like, oh, I don't know if I should have said that on television, but whatever.
Especially if they're not wearing their mask properly as soon as they get on.
We are all watching, and we all have a lot of power to say if you can or cannot go.
We have a lot of power.
I don't know how they do it. I'm with you. I don't understand how you have that job.
No, it's too much work.
I don't understand how you keep your cool.
Nope. That's not me.
I don't know. But it does seem like there are always people there to help.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't need help.
Yeah. I just think everybody should be super sedated before they get on any flights anymore. Let's just all just, whatever it is that chills you
out. That's fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah,
just at the gate.
Yeah.
Should have a massive smoke out.
Yes.
So even if you don't want to smoke, you can't help it because it's in the air around you.
Yes.
And then everyone's sedated and they get on the plane and they just need snacks.
Like, hey, man.
You got any snacks? I just gave you some. You got any more?
So last weekend, we were giving out tickets to see Hailstorm and Evanescence. And this week, it's a laugh your ass off weekend. We're going to be sort of...
I think we need that.
Yeah, tying into the Operation Comedy. We'll have more, tickets for that and everything. And JD's going to be playing a hell of a lot of weird-ass comedy stuff. So laugh your ass off this weekend with KLOS. That's an order.
It's an order, yeah. We're not asking.
No.
Let's talk about... I have a friend who... This is an odd topic. I have several friends who kiss on the lips.
Oh, yes. No. Yep.
And at first, it was super odd.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sort of associate that with...
intimacy.
Yes. Thank you.
Deep friendship.
It's a much better word than I was coming to my head.
Ah, damn. What was it?
But I realized, over time that that's not what it was to them.
No,
when they say hi, they come and they kiss you on the lips.
Yep.
So let's act like the pandemic hasn't been here forever. And let's discuss, what do you do in that situation? What would you do?
I got used to it. I mean, I mean, I guess that probably started in the early 90s, I'm going to say, when I first started having friends that would do that. I don't think any of my friends, some of my friends back in the day would just come up and whatever.
Sure.
Very inappropriate, because it was hilarious. Like John Frost.
To be inappropriate.
Yes.
But I'm saying this is not to be inappropriate.
Yeah.
This is to show love.
Yep. Just friendship.
But not intimacy.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, even though
and that's an odd one.
Slip them my phone number every time.
Right.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened in at least a couple of years, but I have
three or four friends who, when they say hi, they kiss you on the lips, and that's just a thing.
And that never, did it bother you at first?
It did at first, yes.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I was like, oh, all right. I mean, I guess it's all right.
Yeah. What other weird things? I mean, you know, along those lines, too, like the people think as a hello.
I don't know of other things that people do as a hello that are that I consider that personal.
Yeah. In your face.
Most of the time, it's just hug or whatever.
I used to hate that. Like, I didn't really, I can just deal with it now because, I mean, sort of like your pal Bean, he doesn't like to be hugged, does he?
At the other place, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
And at the other place, I would hug guests.
Really?
Just, hey, good to see you.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Yeah. In the 80s, I would have wanted to stab you for doing that.
I got used to it after a while. And then
I know it doesn't mean anything. It's being nice, actually.
It is being nice.
I finally realized that.
But then my friends there would start making fun of me because I was, they would say, and this is sort of personal to me. I don't find this kind of humor comedy.
Right.
But they would say, you're a hug monster. You hug people whether they want it or not.
All right.
So then I would just wait and see what was going to happen.
Yeah. So is
it a hand come up
for
a shake? All right.
Right.
Does they come in for the hug?
Right.
Fine.
Does Rob Zombie want to hug you or does he want to stand off to the side a little bit?
You sort of just have to play it by ear.
Right.
But the kissing on the lips thing was a really bizarre thing for me at the beginning.
Yeah. But you don't care now. You're fine with it. I mean, well, not during the pandemic, but I love it. Yeah. Bring it.
I only go for the lips.
Hey, Frank, come here.
No, but there's a lot of kissing on the cheek that gets done while hugging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But not all that often do people kiss you on the lips.
No. Not to bring her up, but she is really good at it. Kat does that very well. She doesn't kiss you, but she kind of blows the kiss off past you. She gives you a hug, but it's not really intense. I mean, she's really good at that. She's
right.
So many people she's probably
had to hug. It's not a sexy thing.
No.
Mm-mm. It's just
I mean, it is Kat. It's so a of loving. Of course it's sexy.
It's a, sure.
Yeah.
It's a loving gesture.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't it's very mean. Nice.
But she's got it down really well, so it's never intrusive.
Right. Yeah. So you don't feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to go home today.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you've run into this.
And if you hate it, if you're okay with it.
How you got used to it.
Yeah.
I go for the tongue. That's the way that's the way I do it.
How very French of you.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about people who come in for kisses. There are a lot of people who, they kiss you on the mouth. That's just how they say hi.
Yeah, a handshake, a hug ain't going to cut it. I'm going to have to kiss you right on the mouth.
KLOS.
I just recently visited my Aunt Dolly. She's 97 years old.
Right.
And she did give me a kiss on the lips.
Wow. And had you ever had that experience with her before?
I think so. Yeah, because the last time I visited her was in 2016. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think the older people do, especially the older ladies. They're
She's
very
Italian.
Likely. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Full Italian.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Nice.
So, full mouth.
With delicious pizza taste. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Don't stop.
Okay. Yeah, cool. We'll try and get that on for you, man. Thank you.
Cool, man.
Thanks. Bye. Hi, Kayla West.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about kissing on the mouth.
Yeah, well, you guys always talk about something that's wild, and somehow or another, I'm always there.
Okay. What happened?
But I was at the Hollywood Bowl at a Guns N' Roses concert.
Mm-hmm.
So me being me, and says, all right, let's try to get back there. So I go back there, and here comes Steven Tyler right up to me. I'm all, Steven, let me get a picture. He grabs my cheek. He's ready to give me the big old kiss with the lips. Everybody's looking. The cameras are looking. And I'm all, Steven, can we just do the lip thing?
What?
Yeah,
it would be such a better story. What's wrong with you?
Kiss him.
I mean, he squeezed my face like a granny. He's ready to kiss me.
Yeah, that's Steven Tyler, all right. Like, yeah.
I'm saying, a lot of people, that's normal for.
Yeah.
And I assume Steven Tyler,
sure,
that's normal
100%.
For.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you get the picture?
I got the picture.
Tweet us Sluggo and or Kevin and Sluggo, @ Kevin and Sluggo. I'll never get that down.
Whatever it is.
All right, thanks
for calling, man.
Thank you, man.
818-955-KLOS. Kiss ye Friends?
Stop making that noise. It's
Weezer. I'm not doing anything. I'm just listening to the music, man. It's the topic, the subject matter that's driven me to this.
We are talking about kissing on the mouth.
Friends who come running up and plant one right on the
lips. Are you a kisser, KLOS?
No, I'm a hugger, a handshaker, a smiler. But when somebody comes up to me with their pursed lips, I say no to pucker power. They remind me of the fish in my aquarium that clean the sidewalls on the aquarium.
Those suckers, right? Those suckers.
Oh, they're suckers, all right. You don't know what they ate or what I...
What if Steven Tyler came in for a kiss, though?
Right?
Oh, I would laugh and I'd go... I'd avert my face.
Oh, really? You wouldn't give him a kiss?
Nope. I would just look the other way.
I'd kiss him.
Hey, you were just saying yesterday you wanted to kiss your wife on the beach, I do believe, when you ended your life, right? If life were to end that way, right?
I did, with Bob Dylan singing in the background, kiss me where it stinks.
Yeah, in El Segundo.
El Segundo for you guys.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, are you a kisser?
No, thank you.
No. I mean, do guys try and do that? I mean, a lot of times my female friends will, but do guys come in and try and kiss you to say hello?
No, I had, like, you know, like the older woman, and they're just going to come up like they're going to kiss you. And you know what? These are the moments that you have to talk about, because nobody's talking about this, because they only last, like, a small second.
Right.
But then you have a minute to think about it, and you're like, that was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I gave somebody a hug, and then she went for the kiss. And then I wasn't going to kiss her. Like, no, thank you. But again, these are like milliseconds. And yeah. She like wouldn't release the hug until...
Really?
Wow.
She was holding you hostage for a kiss?
Yes. She like did not release the hug. And so then I felt obligated to like make the kiss noise. And like I kind of tried for the cheek, but she dodged and I...
She's like, nope. We're going in. We're going in full throttle. That ought to keep those fighters off our back.
I love that.
I was like, never again. Now I'm going to like come at her with a handshake next time.
Well, good luck with that, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, are you a kisser?
No, no way, hell no.
Okay, take it easy.
Only my wife.
So, yes.
No, dude. Kevin, question, though.
Yes.
So, you're kissing your guy friends, too, in the mouth?
I don't have any guy friends that kiss me offhand. I just was surprised by 3 or 4 different women. That kissed me on the mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, dude, so you went from hugger to kisser? What's going to be next, dude? What's going to be next?
Well, I mean, it depends. Am I desperate yet? No. All right, take it easy.
Thanks for calling. Wow. Hi, KLOS. Are you a kisser?
I'm actually Arab, so it's in our tradition to kiss while greeting people. So, for example, you're going to visit your uncle, right? And you haven't seen him in a while. So you're like, hey, what's up, uncle? You just give him one kiss to the left cheek and one to the right.
Right. But what about on the lips? I mean, a lot of people do that right there on the smacker.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah.
Not between the baby relatives.
I mean, especially when it's your uncle. I'm like, no.
Right. This is the uncle. I mean,
get away!
It occurs to me that it's so much different if the woman is the kissee.
Yes.
Than the kisser.
Yeah.
Right.
For the girl that called a few minutes ago, just give him tongue.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, I think that would stop anybody that came at you to kiss you on the lips. If you stuck out your tongue, you win. Right?
Oh, my God, you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to be looking to talk to flight attendants. We can keep you confidential.
Yes.
We'll call all of you Jim Bob.
Especially the ladies.
If you're a lady, Jim Bob, you get.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Bob.
Because I'm fascinated by this story about the FAA and how they say 150 incidents happened last week.
Last week on planes and in airports, 150 incidents.
On planes.
In the
not
air.
In airports. Yes, on planes.
Holy cow.
Yes.
In 1 week.
Yes.
Wow, people are really frustrated.
Insanity.
Just going bananas.
Listen to this report.
We had a gate agent that was punched in the head so bad, so severely, that she had to go to the hospital.
It's definitely out of control.
Matthew Cook and Mitra Amirzadeh are flight attendants for major airlines.
have apprehensions going to work every day. I have a lot of anxiety.
So does this flight attendant. She fears losing her job and asked us to conceal her identity.
First of all, why isn't it Jenny from CNN doing this story?
I don't know.
She'd be coming up with puns.
It's too important.
Yeah, but she'd be coming up with puns. And
people are pushing the envelope a little bit more and making it a more volatile situation. 35,000 feet is not the place that you want anything to go down.
Is it making you reconsider your job right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Had the F-bomb dropped on me. This is a ridiculous, you side-eye, lip, and a little temper tantrum in their seat. I've been lucky. I don't know if they're going to get violent, and I don't want to have to deal with that kind of situation.
That's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And it sucks in this current climate to be on an airplane and have to enforce rules that you don't, that you're, right. They're not your rules.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But you have to enforce them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has to suck.
Yeah, yep.
Can you imagine being a flight attendant and somebody's just throwing a tantrum on the plane in their seat?
I'm a big baby.
Yes.
I'm very important. Don't you know who I am?
Oh.
818-955-KLOS. We want to talk to you about that.
If you're a flight attendant, yeah. We don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, massive respect.
Yeah. But dealing with people like that, and that guy, when he says, we don't know who's going to get crazy.
Right. Well, they say later on that they keep an eye on every single person that comes in. They're like
when they
trying
get
to
on
assess.
The plane, everybody assesses, like sizes them up.
Yeah.
I could take him. That guy's going to be a problem. That one needs some help with that one.
That one's going out the door.
Yes.
I'll just throw that one out the window.
It's just another one of those gigs that you and I could not do.
No.
And I'm grateful that people do it.
Yes.
And if you are or were a flight attendant, give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
And don't forget, sadly, Foo Fighters have had to postpone the show this weekend, Saturday. Do not go. They will be honoring the tickets for a later date.
Damn it! Hopefully announced soon.
Yeah. COVID-19 has struck again.
We are talking to current or former flight attendants about what that gig must be like.
Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Were you? Are you a flight attendant?
Hello. Yeah, I was a flight attendant.
You were a flight attendant. Okay. What was that job like? Yeah, did you love it? Did you hate it?
Oh, at first it was okay, but well, there's one story when I caught a guy masturbating in the bathroom.
That is not what you signed up for.
No.
How did you catch him? He was in there like, oh!
And,
how did you catch him?
Oh,
great question.
Oh!
I was more like I shut the door and I called the marshal.
He left the door open?
Oh, he left the door open because he wanted to be seen.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, he didn't lock it.
Check this out.
Random Cowboy.
That is not what you signed up for.
That doesn't count as a Mile High Club. I mean, that's
no.
Like, at all. I mean, do you get any points for that? No, I don't think so.
I think you get points taken away.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Are you a flight attendant?
Or were you?
And you have to deal with insanity? We talked to one of the members of KISS on this very show not too long ago, as I recall. I hope it was actually him.
I think it was.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sure.
I hate being fooled like
that. No, I'm sure it was. No worries. We are talking to
flight attendants.
Former or current flight attendants about what that job must be like. And thank God you do it.
Yes.
But KLOS, you're one?
I'm actually not a flight attendant. I'm considered a stork. I'm one of those people who delivers children on an airplane to other places when their parents can't go with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they have underage kids and they wear the badge with their information on it and you have to be their guardian type
person. That's got to be a little rough.
It's quite interesting, especially when you have, like, parents who disagree about something and they meet you at the airport and argue in front of you and you have to get their child on an airplane.
Oh, my God. There must be some very upset children, I should think. That's a traumatic experience and no matter what.
Or are they thrilled that they're away from their parents?
It's usually very traumatic. No. Usually, the times that I have assisted children on the airplanes, they want their mom, and I am not that.
Oh, man, that sounds
because
tough.
I am not their mama.
Oh, man, wow. Well, do you have any advice for any parents that are dropping off their kids to fly away somewhere?
Yeah, fly with your damn kids. Don't send them with a stork.
Well done. Well done. That's a great answer.
I love that they're called storks. That's hilarious.
That is strange.
That's pretty clever, yeah.
All right, we are going to change gears here. We're going to take some phone calls in a few minutes with your jokes.
Yeah, start getting your quick, good, funny joke ready
now,
for us.
Are we making it be a knock-knock joke, or can it be any joke that's... Two lines or less.
Yeah. And don't be like the person in the with 500 items trying to get through the.
So there's a guy and a girl and a priest. No, not a priest.
No,
I'm
not
sorry.
A priest. Wasn't a priest
it's
at
a
all.
Coach.
So this other
and a dog
explode.
So get your jokes ready, and then we will take the best joke.
Yeah.
And we'll give tickets to Operation Comedy. Which is sold out.
Yeah.
And we'll give those tickets to you in the next half hour. So get ready to call. We'll tell you when.
On KLOS. Trying to push the button. Taylor and her Pretty Reckless are on a winning streak. A bunch of big old hits for them this year, which is awesome. Only Love Can Save Me Now, their latest thing on KLOS.
We have tickets for the sold-out KLOS Operation Comedy, which is a week from Saturday at the Wiltern.
And to get in to this sold-out show with VIP passes, you got to make us laugh.
Telling us jokes. Let's give it a try. KLOS, go.
What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
What do you see?
Donuts.
That's not terrible.
I didn't hate
Since it's the first one out the All gate, right. We'll put you on hold. KLOS, make us laugh.
Okay, here's my joke.
Okay.
What's Michael Jackson's favorite pronoun?
Oh, man.
What? Thank you for calling.
Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, we heard it. Hold on, don't go away. I don't hate that, but it didn't really make me laugh out loud.
I should have hated it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't. I think it was her delivery.
Yeah, it was a good delivery. Yeah. That's true.
All right.
KLOS, make us laugh.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like a 3-second joke.
Uh-oh, you're already starting to lose.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right,
okay,
go.
You guys are in a bar, and a guy's telling his buddy how he went skydiving the weekend before, and... He says, yeah, man, we got over the jump zone. He said, women were jumping, kids were jumping. Everybody jumped. I was the last one. And he said, I looked over, and I couldn't do it. I looked over at the pilot, and he comes over to me, unzips his pants, pulls out, 11-inch unit, and says, if you don't jump, you're getting some of this. His buddy goes, well, did you jump? He goes, a little at first.
Oh, no, look what happened. Hi, KLOS. Make us laugh under 3 hours.
Wow.
Spend less than 3 hours on your joke,
quick
please.
Jokes. Take a couple lines,
go,
maybe.
Go.
Is it me?
Yes.
Well, that was funny.
Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead.
What's long, green, and smells like bacon?
What's long, green, and smells like bacon?
Kermit the Frog's fingers.
See, because...
Red what's her face?
Yes.
All right. Because of what's her face?
Yeah, what's her face?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, who knows Miss Piggy?
Smells like bacon.
I know, but I can see her.
That's a pretty good clue.
I didn't know what her damn name was.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't know what her damn name was.
Why didn't you have a childhood?
Now that's the question.
Hello.
Hey, that's funny. I should give you the tickets.
Hi.
KLOS, make us laugh.
What does a robot do after sex?
What does a robot do after sex?
In nuts and bolts. Come on!
Yeah. Sorry, we're slow.
Kevin liked it, but he loved it. He's going to tell it tonight to his family. Hi, KLOS, drop that joke on us.
Hey, Kevin Oswego. All right.
Hey.
Why does the Norwegian Navy put barcodes on the sides of their ships?
Why do they put barcodes on the sides of their ships?
In Norway. Why?
The Norwegian Navy. So when they pull into port, they can Scandinavian.
Yeah. Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
Yeah.
You love puns.
I don't like that.
Is that the one that wins?
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I don't like that.
I don't think we have a winner yet. We have a couple people on hold, but I don't think they're going to win
Should
first one.
Should we continue trying?
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. Make us laugh. To get into...
Operation Comedy.
Yeah. VIP passes at the Wiltern. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. That man was going to kiss you on the lips, Mr. Steven Tyler. You'd allow it, right?
I mean, I assume you would, yeah.
I can't believe the guy pushed Steven Tyler away. Get away from me. You will not kiss me on the lips.
That is quite funny.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we're taking jokes, and we're giving away tickets to the sold-out KLOS Operation Comedy.
That is happening July 24th at the Wiltern, and these are VIP passes, if you can make us laugh.
We're hoping to laugh.
Yes,
that's
please.
Our goal.
Yes.
You have a joke for us?
Say, what did one wall say to the other wall?
What did one wall say to the other wall?
I'll meet you in the corner.
That was quite a sexy delivery.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, make us laugh.
What's the difference between your wife and a pig?
What's the difference between your wife and a pig?
A pig won't get drunk and act like your wife.
Congratulations, you win.
Oh, my God. I think I like that one. Do you like that one?
Yep.
Dude, you want to go to
That's
the
That's pretty strong.
I don't know.
All right, we'll take caller 13.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS. Here's the good news. We've actually hired professionals for Operation Comedy. They will make you laugh.
Bill Burr, Jeff Ross, Bob Saget, and more.
It's presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How is McDonald's finally launching its first ever loyalty program?
Because they haven't needed to,
just
I suppose.
Now.
Yeah, I suppose they've always been raking in the dough.
It's aimed at expanding McDonald's customer base and enticing existing patrons to be more local. Sorry, more loyal in the highly competitive world of fast food.
You're a major McDonald's fan.
I really am, too much.
It's your favorite fast food place.
Yes.
So are you going to join their little show, their little program?
Well, here's the thing. You get 100 points for every dollar you spend.
Okay. Wow. Huh. 100 points. So what, like yes. A bazillion, you get a free quarter pounder?
Let's see. At 1,500 points, you get a free chicken sandwich.
So after $15.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Cheeseburger or vanilla cone. That's an overpriced vanilla cone.
I don't want the vanilla cone.
Once you get 3,000 points, you can redeem that for a 6-piece chicken McNugget or a large iced coffee.
This isn't a commercial, is it?
No.
You're not getting paid.
No, I wish. That's my point, is that what do you do for somebody who's spent their entire life shoveling money into your organization?
I've built a restaurant or two of theirs back in the day. You've built a city full of them.
Right. So I should get a BJ in the drive-thru. How many points is that?
Weirdly, only 3.
4,500 points, you get a large fry or a Filet-O-Fish.
Not a Filet-O-Fish.
And 6,000 points, you get a Big Mac or a Happy Meal.
I don't even know. Do other fast food restaurants do this?
Honestly, I don't have any idea. I don't know if In-N-Out does it.
Such a pain in the butt to keep track of.
I would think so,
We used to do that at the video stores. You know, I used to work retail, and we'd always do that, and the customers would be clearly trying to fake it.
Of course.
I lost my card.
No, it says 200. Blah, blah, it means 1,200.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they forgot to punch it last time. I'm like,
There are going to be a lot of people who don't care about this program that are going to have to keep up with it. You're right.
Yeah.
That are going to have to sit there and argue with people because they don't have have points for it.
Well, all right. I guess we're going to McDonald's this afternoon. Get ourselves a little card.
Yeah. No, I think it works through their app. So good.
Now you got to hold the phone up as well. Keith, French fries. McDonald's. Go now, buddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, that is it for us.
Yeah, I seriously believe we've done all the damage here we can possibly do
for today.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, sadly for you.
Which is Friday.
Oh, yeah! Yes! Almost used foul language. I'm so happy. Foul. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
Some big old birthdays on this day in rock. In 1946, Linda Ronstadt joined us. In 1956, it was Marky Ramone's turn. In the same year, Joe Satriani was born on this day in rock in New York. Where were you on this day in rock? In 1967. If you were at the Anaheim Convention Center, then you were one of 8,000 people who saw the Doors and Jefferson Airplane play a show. It was on this day in rock in 2016 when Alice Cooper announced that he was running for president, and his campaign slogan was "A troubled man for troubled times." Of course, he's run for president every season since 1972. One of these days, he's going to win.